unless you guys want to pause this and continue later.
Matt?
Yeah, that might be a good idea, because it's getting late.
Okay.
You okay, Amanda?
I'm okay.
You okay? I could run it to a certain point, if you'd like. It'd probably be only half an hour.
No, it's okay. I want Matt to be there.
Up to Matt, really. Go into a certain point, it'd be the half an hour, then we can stop there. Up to him.
I'm good at stopping here.
Yeah, I should probably be sleeping more than I have been.
Yes, be responsible.
That's fair.
Yeah, there was that point where we hit midnight, and I'm like, yeah, we're not getting this done tonight.
Yeah, we'll continue this tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What do you guys think?
It's so intense!
Yeah.
Chris is so torn between wanting to believe this girl really needs Joel's help and is some long-lost old friend, but possibly suspecting that this all may be some kind of trick to lure him here, or lure people here in general. But now he really doesn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, if no other further comments or just questions so far, the Drunk of the Ugly with Memories Part 2.
Good night!
Night.
Yep, go.
Hello, Internet. We are playing Little Fears, what is essentially episode 27 of our Thieves campaign. Where we last left off, the kids were in Hope Memorial Hospital, the warped and broken Hope Memorial Hospital. Joel, Chris, and Mehdi on the bottom floor experienced memories as they were climbing up to the second floor. Memories of a little girl alone in a hospital room, forgotten by everyone. The hospital room turning into a storage room for that. Girl visited by only a single nurse and a largish man with black hair. For that, a normal life with staying home with Joel, being happy, and seeing a moment of her mother telling her that she's going to be leaving. Her telling Joel this. She can't be friends with him anymore. An accidental shove down the stairs, and finally a memory of her saying that she wanted to marry him someday. Upstairs, Grim and Jenny found this girl, Lori. They also found some other interesting things. Sort of glimpses into a future, maybe. Seeing a pair of kids, for Grim himself and Mehdi, and for Ginny herself and Chris. Seeing a pair of kids on a date, and then through high school, on a date in middle school, and then through high school, and never really amounting much. College, rekindling their relationship, getting married, dropping out of college, having a son, spending time with that son. I'm going to start here with